This is Rediscover Life with Pastor John from All Nations Church with your daily message to help you reconnect with your Creator and rediscover life as it can be with Jesus. And we're continuing our series called Lord of All. Jesus Christ is Lord of All. In the words of Hudson Taylor, Jesus Christ is either Lord of all or he's not Lord at all. And so, again, it's a binary choice. It's very much all or nothing. Jesus must be Lord of all. Acts chapter 10, verse 34. Here Peter is talking to Cornelius. Then Peter opened his mouth and said, "In truth, I perceive that God shows no partiality, but in every nation, whoever fears him and works righteousness is accepted by him. The word which God sent to the children of Israel, preaching peace through Jesus Christ, he is Lord of all." And again, there is no peace without Christ, the Prince of Peace. This is why our societies are becoming increasingly more troubled, because of the absence of Christ at the center. We must have Christ at the center. The Bible says the government shall be upon his shoulders. And when our governments don't acknowledge the lordship of Christ, when they don't humble themselves before the Lord, when they're not praying and asking God for wisdom on the decisions they're making, it's perfectly clear that they're going to be making decisions that are wrong and taking us in directions that are wrong. And really, this explains the mess that so many of our nations are in right now. We need to humble ourselves before the Lord, because Jesus Christ is Lord of all, and peace comes through Christ, the Prince of Peace. Whether that's peace in our hearts, or peace in our homes, or peace in our nations, it comes through Jesus. It doesn't come through a philosophy or an institution. It certainly doesn't come through weapons or guns or armies or political leaders or political ideologies. Peace can only be found in Christ, the Prince of Peace, and it's my prayer that Christ will once again be enthroned as High King of Ireland and High King of the Nations. He is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. There is no one above him, no one besides him. Jesus Christ is Lord of all. And so can you say that of yourself today, that Jesus Christ is Lord of all? That Jesus Christ is Lord of your heart, Lord of your home, Lord of your decisions. And so we were looking at that there are a number of areas we need to focus on in these weeks and months to come. Jesus Christ must be Lord, firstly, of our appetites. And I know I've taken quite a while dealing with this, but it really is a very important area, because I'll say this as a pastor. I see so many people who, you know, they're talented, they're anointed, they're called, they're loved, and yet they go from one unmitigated disaster to another, not because God doesn't love them, but because of their carnality, because they're not led by the Spirit, they're being led by the flesh. And in many instances, they're reaping harvest of the seeds that they've sown to the flesh. And so, you know, a lot of this unnecessary chaos and hardship and stress and problems they undergo, in reality, they've nobody else to blame but themselves, because when you put the flesh first, you will not be making the right decisions. And there are consequences to the decisions that we make. We've looked quite in depth at the story of David and Bathsheba and how he saw Bathsheba having a bath, and the rest is history. He followed through on, you know, he was led by the carnal nature. He was led by his flesh. And I think the lesson there for all of us, particularly as men, is to guard our eyes. You know, the Bible says, "I will set no wicked thing before my eyes." And unfortunately, in the world we're living in, with streaming services, with internet, with the widespread availability of so much of this garbage on your phone and on your computer, on your TV, you know, much of what we call entertainment is pornographic in its nature. It's immoral. It's laced with filthy language and, you know, just filled with betrayal, immorality, ungodliness, violence, brutality, and many hedonistic ideas, philosophies, and principles. And so, you know, if we are serious about walking with God and living a life that pleases him, then we need to judge this carnality and stop taking the attitude, "Well, it's just a bit of fun, a bit of entertainment. I just want to relax." I think some of us need to learn how to relax a different way than watching what the world calls as entertainment, because You know, in many instances, it's not education, it's indoctrination. In many instances, it's not entertainment, rather, you know, it's depravity. And we need to be honest enough to judge it as such, because Jesus said, Luke 6:46, "Why do you call me Lord, Lord, but do not do the things which I say?" Can we honestly say that we would watch some of these streaming services, some of these movies, you know, some of these clips online, if Jesus Christ was sitting right there beside us? And so I really believe this is a day for the church to deal with our sin. Let's be honest. And this is a time, because he is Lord of all. Peter declared this. He is Lord of all. And there are some major implications to that short statement. He is Lord of all. The book of Revelation here talking about the church, and it says, verse 6 of Revelation 19, "Then a voice came from the throne, 'Praise our God, all you his servants and those who fear him, both small and great.'" As individuals, as the church, and as a society, we must rediscover the fear of the Lord. We must walk in the fear of the Lord. Because when you walk in the fear of God, you are not going to be bound by the fear of man. The Bible says the fear of man is a snare. We must get over the fear of being mocked or judged as legalistic, religious, old-fashioned, etc., etc. No, we must walk in the fear of the Lord. And that means that we tremble at the word of God, like it says in the book of Isaiah, "Those who tremble at my word." Do you tremble at the word of God? Or like so many others, the Bible talks about truth is fallen in the streets. You know, so we don't want to be like that. We don't want to be people who are trampling on truth. You know, we want to be people who tremble at the word of the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. That's what it says in Isaiah 59. It says, "Justice is turned back and righteousness stands afar off, and truth is fallen in the streets." We mustn't be like that. You know, we have to walk in the fear of God. And the Bible says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. You know, if Jesus Christ is Lord of all, then we will walk in the fear of God. This is not a suggestion. This is a command. We're commanded. God commands all men everywhere to repent. You know, we must repent of that which displeases God. Isaiah 57 and verse 15. "Thus says the High and Holy One, who inhabits eternity, whose name is Holy. I dwell in the high and holy place with him who is a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble and to revive the hearts of the contrite ones." You know, we must determine to walk in the fear of God. But it continues and says, "And I heard his word, a voice of a great multitude, as the sound of great waters and the sound of mighty thundering, saying, Alleluia, for the Lord God omnipotent reigns. Let us be glad and rejoice and give him glory, for the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his wife has made herself ready." So, are you ready? Are you ready for his return? Are you walking in the fear of the Lord? Are you walking in holiness? Are you allowing God to deal with the carnality in your heart, the selfishness, the fear of man, the rebellion, the ambition, the desire to do what we want rather than what God wants? This is very, very important, because Psalm 119:165 says, "Great peace have they that love thy law." We must love the law of God. We must love the word of God, because some of us have had an appetite for immoral, sinful, or worldly things. But if we want to walk in God's plan in this year to come, we need to repent. Repent of those things that displease him. Repent of the sin, the compromise. Repent of allowing our flesh to lead us, to determine our decisions. And this is why fasting is so important, because every time we fast, we're putting our flesh under. We're saying no to the flesh and saying yes to the spirit. And this is absolutely vital. Again, if we want to walk in the plan of God, we have to learn to deal with the flesh. We have to learn how to discipline our bodies. Like Paul said, "I put my body under, lest after having preached to others, I myself should be made a castaway." 2 Timothy 2:20, "In a large house there are articles not only of gold and silver, but also of wood and clay, some for special purposes, some for common use. Those who cleanse themselves from the latter will be instruments for special purposes, made holy, useful to the master, and prepared to do any good work." So are you prepared to step into your destiny? because, again, you can have destiny or you can have sympathy. The choice is yours. As for me, I'm choosing destiny. And part of us choosing destiny, part of us saying yes to destiny means saying no to the flesh, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. No to carnality. No to the ways of the world. And just because everybody else might be doing something doesn't mean that it's right. If God's word condemns it, then we have to let it go in Jesus' name. It's not part of our portion. It's not part of who we are, what we're called to do in Jesus' name. So just let it go, no matter how painful it is. Just cut it off in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. This is Pastor John from All Nations Church, thanking you for listening today. Hope you can join us again next week as we continue our series on Lord of All. God bless you all.